We have these extensive production meetings. Some of them start out, it's dark, 5 a.m. And what it all comes down to is you never know what's going to strike that nerve to where people feel like, wow, this is inclusive. Yeah, I feel that same way. Or no, I don't. Boy, you just woke up Moby Dick and Big Tony. He's on your wavelength. He thinks like you think, didn't? I don't know. Are you embarrassed or excited?
I mean, he thinks like I think to a sense. Our conversation is because of this Arizona Cardinals candy burrito thing. And I made a comment in our last segment. If you're over the age of 12, you should not be eating cotton candy. Just is what it is. It's for children. And then Big Tony sent you a picture of ranch cotton candy that is available for purchase. I don't remember where he said that could be purchased, but he said ranch cotton candy is available for purchase. If you buy ranch cotton candy, you need to go to prison. I mean, straight to the penitentiary, locked up for the foreseeable future. If you were to give me the option, Doc, of ranch cotton candy or going on hunger strike, I would lose 100 pounds because I'd be on hunger strike. The idea of ranch cotton candy makes me physically ill. I don't even know if I can continue the rest of the segment. That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. The worst combination of things combined into one. Why anybody thought of that? Straight to jail.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you. But again, you struck a nerve with Big Tony. Now, I don't know whether you're proud of this or embarrassed, but still, I sent you what he, I mean, it's amazing how much he had on this instantly. Cotton candy. I'm trying to think now, when I was maybe under 10, I mean, it was good. Now, I'm not hating on cotton candy. At the time, you know, it's pretty cool. But I just think in recent years, I don't know, and Big Tony, I don't know, but people that cook a lot or eat a lot or have that girth thing going to them, I can't wait to hear what Baby Huey.
You said that girth thing?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to know what Baby Huey thinks about this, though. So I can't wait, because he's in for Hoffman today. And for 4-7, he follows the rooster. So it'll be interesting. You know what? What do you think the rooster will think about this?
I think we might have to have...
Rooster's always on a health kick. Rooster, he gives you that appearance. He's selling health all the time.
Are we talking about the same rooster?
When have you seen Rooster without a big bowl of salad?
The problem is I also see him with a 2-liter of soda.
Right, exactly. You know what? And Rooster, he doesn't, and I've tried, but you have to be very gentle with people when you work with them. He still believes in diet soda. I thought we had cracked that code in the 80s.
Doc, I have great news.
Okay.
Ready to defend himself. And ranch cotton candy. Big Tony's on the line.
Oh, no. There go our ratings.
What's going on, Doc?
Hello, Big Tony. How are you? Steel of pride.
What's going on, Doc? What's going on, Doc Father? Well, look here, man. We was up in Massachusetts, right? And I went in this joint, Doc. And they had the damn ranch dressing cotton candy. And so my son was like, wait, look over there, Doc. They had habanero cotton candy, ghost pepper cotton candy, pickle flavor, just everything. And my son was like, we got to do it. I was like, damn. I said, all right, ain't no punk, I'm going to try it. So I had to do that to count. I said, do people be buying this? He's like, man, they be buying it. I'm like, you lying. So then we go to this other store, Doc. They had the habanero, the ghost, and all that stuff, and soda. I was like, what? And dude was like, yeah, people be buying it. So my son was like, don't be a punk. So we bought it. And he was like, Dad, look. and we go over it. It's macaroni and cheese gummy bears. I sent you the pictures. Oh. I was like, all these kinds of gummy bears, Doc. And he was like, I was like, oh, I know. Don't be a punk. So we tried it. We bought them. It was only $6, so we had a rack of stuff. But yeah, on my weird combination, Doc, up College Park, we were drunk one night. We had SpaghettiOs, hot dogs, Spam, and when we cooked it, we threw Cap'n Crunch into the bucket. And I mean, when you're drunk, that was good as a mug.
hold up, Big Toe. Hold up. Since you did try all the flavors, like, I'm not against if you're getting all these things and then trying them, I'm with it. What was the best of the weird things that you tried in Massachusetts?
The nastiest was the pickle. I mean, I got those from my sister because they pickle freaks. The nastiest was the pickle. Ain't going to lie to you. The ghost and the habanero, once it got down in you after the first bite and the shock, And the smoke came out your ears and your eyes was crying, you was good. but I'm used to that kind of stuff anyway, so I was good. But I can't be eating cotton candy. Nah, like you said, anybody over 12, Slim, you can forget that. That's straight diabetes right there, boy. Y'all have a good one, man.
Yeah. All right, Big Tony. Man, another good call from Anthony. I don't know, man. He's having a good year. Because we haven't had to hang up on him all year.
Have you been to the M&M store in Times Square? Because you're an M&M guy. You're an M&M freak.
I'm a former M&M with peanuts addict. I'm a recovering M&M's with peanuts addict.
Can you walk into that store without heavily relapsing?
Yeah, I can walk into it. You can pour them all around me and I won't touch them.
So we walked in there. I was up there with my parents and my brother probably like 4 years ago. Very similar to what Big Tony just said, mm-hmm. where we walk in, they have this wall of all of these different M&M flavors. Mm-hmm. So my dad grabs a bag and he puts some of every single flavor in a bag. It's like, you know, $7 a pound or whatever it is. He it's probably like 2 pounds of M&Ms. Buys them. We walk out. We're back at the hotel. And he takes the bag, and he basically challenges us. He challenges me, my brother, and my mom. My mom and my brother kind of punked out. He shakes the bag up, and he says, just go in there and pick one. And you're just blind tasting M&Ms. But here's the thing, Doc. They had a bunch of weird flavors in there. I'd never had a jalapeno M&M before. There was jalapeno M&M in there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into that. That would have ruined the rest of my whole evening.
But here's the thing. I wasn't afraid of the jalapeno M&M. I mean, it's a unique flavor. I'd never had it before. I'm not afraid of that. Mm-hmm. I hate mint chocolate, like with a passion. I cannot do mint chocolate. I must have bad experiences like with it. So yeah, I'm petrified that I'm going to get a mint chocolate one, and I end up grabbing handfuls of these jalapeno M&Ms. It's not the weirdest food combo that I've had, but it's definitely up on the list.
You're right, because mint is chocolate and mint. You're either into it or not, but it's a different vibe. And I'm tasting these M&Ms because you struck a nerve with me. Because I've got to be in the million M&M club. Lifetime millionaire. Millionaire M&M's club. Got to be. But that's a lifetime deal, so that's not that hard. But it's they're so good. My fight was peanut with peanuts or plain. And for many years, plain was good. But plain had to be a little warm, heated in your pocket. Like, I don't like cold M&Ms. They've got to be, mine have been in your pocket for a minute. I can compete with the M&M with peanuts, but only if it's slightly heated. If it's just cold M&M, I'll pass. So you got into this whole now thing that we're scientifically breaking down these candy bars. And you didn't even mention Snickers.
It's one of my favorites.
Now there we agree. Now we're on the same. Now you and I have landed in a safe space. Because that Snickers deal, whoever came up with the idea and the concept, genius. genius. And you're bringing back all these moments. Because you got to remember, well, you already know, you're younger than I am, but some of our happiest moments are surrounded around eating candy. And all these different bars. Now that you got me back, and if we're smart, if you're over 50, you should be done with candy. You should try to get that completely off your agenda. And I'd rather have a nice glass of Cabernet. But in your youth, when you're burning and churning and burning, and you're running all day, you just, your body, you're a furnace because you're constantly lit, and you could do that. How about the payday bar?
Not a lot of those in my generation.
You weren't a payday guy. Oh, yeah.
No, we did. Snickers, Kit Kats.
Payday had a night. Payday, oh, Kit Kat. Wow. But then you go into now the Reese's Peanut Cup. And a major player. A major player. What is it called? Reese's Pieces? That's more modern, though. That went back in the Stone Ages.
Right.
When I was back. See, the one thing where I always tell my kids, I wouldn't trade with them for nothing in the world, even though they got all the tech, they had technology. And they just had Nintendo, because they were early generation, you know, when the AOL had just started doing its thing. So they were at the tip of the spear in it. But how about the Nestle Crunch Bar? I see you not feeling that.
Do they still make those? Well, I used to like the Bunch of Crunch. You go to the movie theater, get like the small ones, and I could kill a box of those.
Oh, man. The minis? Are you kidding me? Man, them little miniatures. Whoever came up with that in the bag, and that's where Halloween came up. Again, why are you doing this? Now, we're trying to keep people here on Earth as long as possible. And now, you have struck this up, and now everybody's thinking about this, and you're going back to what was your go-to candy bar, and you said the weirdest food or food combo you've ever eaten. Man, there's the name of a can. I cannot think of it. It's was it a rhubarb? You made me think about this because I'm thinking about, you know, when your parents made you dump the Halloween bag. Once Trick or Treat became dangerous, and became dangerous. I mean, hell, I was still trick-or-treating at that time. Maybe somebody, I know, maybe just it was just a California thing, where they were contaminating candy or putting razor blades and apples and all this stuff. This is real talk. This happened. So then as a parent, you would start investigating your kids' candy. You wouldn't let them just go get it, and you went through it to check everything out. And then you start looking at those bars of things that you really like, kid may not even like or know about. And that was a crazy period. And I'm starting to, there was a bar. And we mentioned the payday. I know we're missing one of the biggest bars, one of the biggest things going at that time. And I can see it and cannot remember the name of it. But it'll come. It'll come. Maybe it'll come after the break. So we'll take a break. We'll exercise our brains a little bit more on that. You did this, didn't they? You started this, and a lot of Americans right now are going to gain a lot of weight because of you striking this thing up. And the dentist will thank you because a lot of people are going to have to go in now and get root canals, bridges, and the whole nine yards because of you. Just blame this on Denton Day. We'll be back. We have these extensive production meetings. Some of them start out, it's dark, 5 a.m. And what it all comes down to is you never know what's going to strike that nerve to where people feel like, wow, this is inclusive. Yeah, I feel that same way. Or no, I don't. Boy, you just woke up Moby Dick and Big Tony. He's on your wavelength. He thinks like you think, didn't? I don't know. Are you embarrassed or excited?
I mean, he thinks like I think to a sense. Our conversation is because of this Arizona Cardinals candy burrito thing. And I made a comment in our last segment. If you're over the age of 12, you should not be eating cotton candy. Just is what it is. It's for children. And then Big Tony sent you a picture of ranch cotton candy that is available for purchase. I don't remember where he said that could be purchased, but he said ranch cotton candy is available for purchase. If you buy ranch cotton candy, you need to go to prison. I mean, straight to the penitentiary, locked up for the foreseeable future. If you were to give me the option, Doc, of ranch cotton candy or going on hunger strike, I would lose 100 pounds because I'd be on hunger strike. The idea of ranch cotton candy makes me physically ill. I don't even know if I can continue the rest of the segment. That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. The worst combination of things combined into one. Why anybody thought of that? Straight to jail.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you. But again, you struck a nerve with Big Tony. Now, I don't know whether you're proud of this or embarrassed, but still, I sent you what he, I mean, it's amazing how much he had on this instantly. Cotton candy. I'm trying to think now, when I was maybe under 10, I mean, it was good. And I'm not hating on cotton candy. At the time, you know, it's pretty cool. But I just think in recent years, I don't know, and Big Tony, I don't know, but people that cook a lot or eat a lot or have that girth thing going to them, I can't wait to hear what Baby Huey.
You said that girth thing?
Yeah, well, you know. I want to know what Baby Huey thinks about this, though. So I can't wait, because he's in for Hoffman today. And for 4-7, he follows the rooster. So it'll be interesting. You know what? What do you think the rooster will think about this?
I think we might have
to always have... on a health kick. Rooster, he gives you that appearance. He's selling health all the time.
Are we talking about the same rooster?
When have you seen Rooster without a big bowl of salad?
The problem is I also see him with a 2-liter of soda.
Right, exactly. You know what? And Rooster, he doesn't, and I've tried, but you have to be very gentle with people when you work with them. He still believes in diet soda. I thought we had cracked that code in the 80s.
Doc, I have great news.
Okay.
Ready to defend himself. And ranch cotton candy. Big Tony's on the line.
Oh, no. There go our ratings.
What's going on, Doc?
Hello, Big Tony. How are you? Steel of pride.
What's going on, Doc? What's going on, Doc Father? Well, look here, man. We was up in Massachusetts, right? And I went in this joint, Doc. And they had the damn ranch dressing cotton candy. And so my son was like, wait, look over there, Doc. They had habanero cotton candy, ghost pepper cotton candy, pickle flavor, just everything. And my son was like, we got to do it. I was like, damn. I said, all right, I ain't no punk. I'm going to try it. So I asked the dude at the counter. I said, do people be buying this? He's like, man, they be buying it. I'm like, you lying. So then we go to this other store, Doc. They had the habanero, the ghost, and all that stuff in soda. I was like, what? And dude was like, yeah, people be buying it. So my son was like, don't be a punk. So we bought it. And he was like, Dad, look. And we go over, it's macaroni and cheese gummy bears. I sent you the pictures. Oh. It was like all these kinds of gummy bears, Doc. And he was like, I was like, oh, I know, don't be a punk. So we tried it. We bought them. It was only $6, so we had a rack of stuff. But yeah, on my weird combination doc up College Park, we were drunk one night. We had SpaghettiOs, hot dogs, Spam, and when we cooked it, we threw Cap'n Crunch into the bucket. And I mean, when you're drunk, that was good as a mug.
hold up, Big Toe. Hold up. Since you did try all the flavors, like, I'm not against if you're getting all these things and then trying them, I'm with it. What was the best of the weird things that you tried in Massachusetts?
The nastiest was the pickle. I mean, I got those from my sister because they pickle freaks. The nastiest was the pickle. Ain't going to lie to you. The ghost and the habanero, once it got down in you after the first bite and the shock, And the smoke came out your ears and your eyes was crying, you was good. but I'm used to that kind of stuff anyway, so I was good. But I can't be eating cotton candy. Nah, like you said, anybody over 12, Slim, you can forget that. That's straight diabetes right there, boy. Y'all have a good one, man.
Yeah. All right, Big Tony. Man, another good call from Anthony. I don't know, man. He's having a good year. Because we haven't had to hang up on him all year.
Have you been to the M&M store in Times Square? Because you're an M&M guy. You're an M&M freak.
I'm a former M&M with peanuts addict. I'm a recovering M&M's with peanuts addict.
Can you walk into that store without heavily relapsing?
Yeah, I can walk into it. You can pour them all around me and I won't touch them.
So we walked in there. I was up there with my parents and my brother probably like 4 years ago. Very similar to what Big Tony just said.
Mm-hmm.
Where we walk in, they have this wall of all of these different M&M flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad grabs a bag and he puts some of every single flavor in a bag. It's like, you know, $7 a pound or whatever it is. It's probably like 2 pounds of M&Ms. Buys them. We walk out. We're back at the hotel. And he takes the bag, and he basically challenges us. He challenges me, my brother, and my mom. My mom and my brother kind of punked out. He shakes the bag up, and he says, just go in there and pick one. And you're just blind tasting M&Ms. But here's the thing, Doc. They had a bunch of weird flavors in there. I'd never had a jalapeno M&M before. There was jalapeno M&M in there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into that. That would have ruined the rest of my whole evening.
But here's the thing. I wasn't afraid of the jalapeno M&M. I mean, it's a unique flavor. I'd never had it before. I'm not afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate mint chocolate, like with a passion. I cannot do mint chocolate. I must have bad experiences with it. So yeah, I'm petrified that I'm going to get a mint chocolate one, and I end up grabbing handfuls of these jalapeno M&Ms. It's not the weirdest food combo that I've had, but it's definitely up on the list.
You're right, because mint is chocolate and mint. You're either into it or not, but it's a different vibe. And I'm tasting these M&Ms because you struck a nerve with me. Because I've got to be in the million M&M club. Lifetime millionaire. Millionaire M&M's club. Got to be. But that's a lifetime deal, so that's not that hard. But it's they're so good. My fight was peanut with peanuts or plain. And for many years, plain was good. But plain had to be a little warm, heated in your pocket. Like, I don't like cold M&Ms. They've got to be, mine have been in your pocket for a minute. I can compete with the M&M with peanuts, but only if it's slightly heated. If it's just cold M&M, I'll pass. So you got into this whole now thing that we're scientifically breaking down these candy bars. And you didn't even mention Snickers.
It's one of my favorites.
Now there we agree. Now we're on the same. Now you and I have landed in a safe space. Because that Snickers deal, whoever came up with the idea and the concept, genius. Genius. And you're bringing back all these moments. Because you got to remember, well, you already know, you're younger than I am, but some of our happiest moments are surrounded around eating candy. And all these different bars. Now that you got me back, and if we're smart, if you're over 50, you should be done with candy. You should try to get that completely off your agenda. And I'd rather have a nice glass of Cabernet. But in your youth, when you're burning and churning and burning and you're running all day, you just, your body, you're a furnace because you're constantly lit, and you could do that. How about the payday bar?
Not a lot of those in my generation.
You weren't a payday guy. Oh, yeah.
No, we did. Snickers, Kit Kats.
Payday had a night. Kit Kat. Wow. But then you go into now the Reese's Peanut Cup. And a major player. A major player. What was it called? Reese's Pieces? That's more modern, though. That went back in the Stone Ages.
Right.
When I was back. See, the one thing where I always tell my kids, I wouldn't trade with them for nothing in the world, even though they got all the technology. And they just had Nintendo, because they were early generation, you know, when the AOL had just started doing its thing. So they were at the tip of the spear in it. But how about the Nestle Crunch Bar? I see you not feeling that.
Do they still make those? Well, I used to like the Bunch of Crunch. You go to the movie theater, get like the small ones, and I could kill a box of those.
Oh, man. The minis? Are you kidding me? Man, them little miniatures. Whoever came up with that in the bag, and that's where Halloween came up. Again, why are you doing this? Now, we're trying to keep people here on Earth as long as possible. And now, you have struck this up, and now everybody's thinking about this, and you're going back to what was your go-to candy bar, and you said the weirdest food or food combo you've ever eaten. Man, there's the name of a candy. I cannot think of it. It's was it a rhubarb? You made me think about this because I'm thinking about, you know, when your parents made you dump the Halloween bag. Once Trick or Treat became dangerous, and became dangerous. I mean, hell, I was still trick-or-treating at that time. Maybe it was just a California thing where they were contaminating candy or putting razor blades in apples and all this stuff. This is real talk. This happened. So then as a parent, you would start investigating your kids' candy. You wouldn't let them just go get it, and you went through it to check everything out. And then you start looking at those bars of things that you really like, kid may not even like or know about. And that was a crazy period. And I'm starting to, there was a bar. And we mentioned the payday. I know we're missing one of the biggest bars, one of the biggest things going at that time. And I can see it and cannot remember the name of it. But it'll come. It'll come. Maybe it'll come after the break. So we'll take a break. We'll exercise our brains a little bit more on that. You did this, didn't they? You started this, and a lot of Americans right now are going to gain a lot of weight because of you striking this thing up. And the dentist will thank you because a lot of people are going to have to go in now and get root canals, bridges, and the whole nine yards because of you. Just blame this on Denton Day. We'll be back.